Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the next phase with Ice and Friends. I'm Black Ice, and I'd like to invite you to join us for the next hour and a half. And I hope you'll be entertained as well as informed. We have a guest coming on, Miss Vicky, or Panati underscore double E. She'll be on right after these a few announcements that I have to make. One is a disclaimer. I always have to give them a little disclaimer. Any comments or opinions you hear on this show do not necessarily represent the views and or opinions of the host, sponsors, or Blog Talk Radio. A slight description of the show is this show addresses community concerns in regard to designing ways members and communities can increase their ability to acquire more income for themselves. In addition to that, methods to address increasing political strength and impact will also be featured. Financial enhancement, increasing political impact, and improving possibilities for combining efforts with others who have similar interests, all these and more poignant concerns will be approached in an entertaining format. There will be, on occasion, musical segments, interesting guests, as well as questions and comments from our listening audience. If you have an interest in improving situations for our youth, stemming incarceration estimates for minority members in our society, reassessing the significance of spiritual impact in our society, or investigating the best possible means of boosting knowledge for improving your health, as well as many pertinent topics too numerous to mention or to include, just join us right here on the next phase with Ice and Friends. And remember, you can give us a call at 347-945-7040, 347-945-7040. If you have any suggestions or any subject matter that you would like addressed, drop us an email at blackice1@gmail.com. Black Ice, BLAKICZ, .com. And also, let me do this as I'm waiting for our guest to appear. And I'd like to invite you to the chat room if you have a desire to. We have a chat room. All you have to do is just go to Blog Talk Radio and type in BLAK space ICZ, and it should get you to the chat room, and we can have some communications with you there. And also, last week we had Brother T.L. Harris. I want to thank last week's guest, Mr. T.L. Harris. We journeyed through the history of African-American contemporary music. We discussed some groups and single artists and companies that had a lasting impact on the music industry in the United States of America. And he always has memorable tidbits and some insights that were not only entertaining but informative as well. And that's what we hope to do is not only to entertain but to inform. Guess what? My guest is here. Let me see if I can get it on. Okay, let me try. Here we go. Hello, Ms. Panati. Is that you?
It's me.
Good to see you. Thank you for coming. Appreciate you.
That's okay. My pleasure.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad you're here. And do you mind if I do a couple things right quick?
No, do what you need to.
Okay, I want to recommend that not only do you, if you get a chance to check our show that we do here on Thursdays, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, Dear Sister Indy Declare, she's on daily 10 a.m. Central Standard, Monday through Saturday. Very entertaining, informative, and thought-provocative. You can get to her with the INDIA DECLAIR, India Declare, the India Declare Show at gmail.com. Also, another great and wonderful host is Navazor, NAVAXOR1, and she's on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, Miss Quiet Storm. She has a show that comes on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm not sure all the particulars about her show, but she's on www.facebook.com/MissQuietStorm65. And her show, I have it. Well, I didn't get all the information here correctly. But as we go along, I'll be giving you some more information on her show as well. And also, a brother. That fine gentleman that I've had the pleasure to visit with on occasion is Alfo, www.blogtalkradio.com/ALFO Alfo. And also Mr. J. Early, J-E-A-R-L-E-Y. He has a show. Comes on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's www.blogtalkradio.com/millionaires in action. Also, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. And I know there's a lovely lady, Miss Janice Brown. I think it's OCG, Our Common Ground. And I think you can look her up, but I'm not sure exactly about her information or correct information. Now that I've gotten it out of the way, and I'd like to invite you to check out these hosts, and we are I'm thrilled and grateful to be associated in Blog Talk Radio with some of the people that I've had the chance to meet online, and even I've had an opportunity to call into their shows and visit with some of them, and I really appreciate them. They are wonderful people, and we take current events and what I consider to be pertinent and relevant information from a different perspective other than the corporate media, as will Sister Panadia. She also does that. She takes information that you know, you will not see or hear about on corporate media, in corporate media, and provide you hopefully with some information and direction that will be of some benefit to you as well as entertain you in the process. Now, Ms. Panadia, with all that said, did I completely bore you, or are you still here with me?
I'm still with you.
And I really appreciate it. And we have a couple of guests, guest 2872, thank you, guest 3005, appreciate you coming in. And Mr. Nadia, do you mind if I turn the mic over to you now?
No, not at all.
And I'll just sit here, and if you don't mind, on occasion, I may try to cordially interrupt you.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay. After talking to you the other day, there were some, you know, it came to mind that there's some things that I have experienced in my life that have enhanced my life. And hopefully some of these things are things that other people may benefit from.
Right.
And I'll start with one of the things that is immediately crucial in my life, which is medication.
Right, right.
I am a diabetic. Type 2, I'm not on insulin. I handle my diabetes through medication and small attempts at working at my a proper diet for being a diabetic.
Right, right.
And one of the things that has come up here recently, that's not even recently, the last couple of years, my doctor has tried to get me to go on insulin, and I'm very hesitant in doing that.
I understand.
And so he added an additional medication to the medications that I'm taking currently.
Right.
And it's medication that cannot be bought in generic form. So that means
okay.
I'm going to be paying top dollar for this medication.
Right.
And the doctor that I have, actually, I appreciate that, you know, if he's trying some new medication, he is not going to make me buy it even through my insurance until he knows that it's going to work for me. So he always supplies samples.
Right.
He told me, and this is a part that was interesting to me and something that I've kicked with other family members in their medication. He said many medications, you can go on the internet and get vouchers for discounts for these medications. Okay?
Uh-huh.
This medication.
Would you repeat that? What do you call it?
A voucher.
Voucher, okay.
A voucher, yep. Mm-hmm. And the medication that my doctor gives me, when he gives me the samples, it comes in a box. Of course, it doesn't come in the bottle that most of us get our medications from our pharmacists.
No, shrink wrap, plastic shrink wrap.
Sorry?
The what you call plastic shrink wrap, where the pills are in there and then the plastic bubble.
It wasn't even that. It was just in its original form from the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm saying that to say that on the back of this box was the website to go to. And it's just a matter of finding on each medication's website where to go to get the vouchers. And I don't know this for sure, what it would have cost me through my insurance. All right? I don't have a clue because I've not done that as of yet. But the medication was going to be like $200 plus. So any help for me would have been good. Any.
Right.
And so after the voucher, this medication only cost me $10.
Wow.
Yes, huge, huge difference. So
that's reasonably acceptable to as far as improving your quality of life. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes. There has been occasions where, as a matter of fact, the year that Walmart went to the $4 prescription, at that time through insurance, I was paying $80 for medication.
Wow.
May not sound like much, but that's a huge chunk of money. That's a couple of
$20 a week.
Excuse me?
No, I said, I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you, $20 a week.
Yes. And like I said, that's a couple of bills that I could pay with that money. And
right.
So anyway, I went to my doctor and asked him if there's any medications on that list that he could use. He was unaware of Walmart even doing this. I left his office, went to Walmart. For every doctor that was in the office, I got them a copy of the list of medications that could be purchased so that they could help every person in that group.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's thoughtful.
Okay. Well, you know what? I was certain that I was not the only person that was suffering with this. You know, that, I mean, $80, and that was through insurance.
Right.
But can you imagine how much that was affecting people that had no coverage whatsoever and was paying even for the generic, you know, that it can get expensive. So anyway,
yeah,
I took the several lists to their office so that they could start helping others. But my main thing there, Black Ice, is that I wanted people to know that if they themselves or a loved one is paying a lot of money for medications, that there are websites for those medications, not all, but for those medications that you can go and get vouchers and get your medications at a discounted rate. I shared that with an auntie of mine, and she's paying over $100 for one of her medications.
Wow. Wow. You know, I'm thinking as you're saying that about, you know, pretty soon what I'm looking forward to is getting on a fixed income. You know, I'm looking toward retirement someday, you know, not too far in the distant future. And as a matter of fact, the last time I went to a physician, which prior to that was probably about, let's see, maybe 30 years ago. But anyway, they found after doing some blood work that my blood sugar was up, and he wanted, you know, not really, really high, but high enough that he wanted to treat me with some drugs. And I am so reluctant, but I may eventually, you know, go ahead and succumb to the idea because, you know, it depends on the quality of life, you know, because I don't want to be, you know, suffering with the possibility of doing better. And you know, have, you know, maintaining my faculties and so forth and being a lot more functional and not really being a problem for my who's ever is going to step up to take care of me generally, you know, whomever does it, the caretakers. And so, you know, I'm really trying to be observant and, you know, cognizant of – trying to do some things to sustain a reasonably decent and functional lifestyle, as well as defraying expenses. Because, like I say, when you get on that, you know, you don't get that overtime, or you don't get, you know, that little extra coming in for bonuses or whatever, then it's going to be a flat rate that I'm going to have to pay. And so I'm going to need some information as to should I get in a position where I need some medical supplementation, that I'll need some resources. And I really appreciate you sharing that with us.
You know what? I don't think that I could encourage you enough to do something. And the reason why I see an urgency with that is that as a diabetic, I know that when your sugar levels are not in control, it affects
right.
other organs. Every 3 months, it's mandatory. My doctor will not fill my prescriptions. He's let me go up to four months before, but I have to go in for a checkup. And when I go in, he's checking so many other things with me, and a lot of them are my organs. You know, but for me, I mean, as a diabetic, everybody is affected differently. For me, it makes me so sleepy. There's been a case that I've been at work and I've been afraid to drive home. There's been occasions where I've been at work where I've stayed after work and took a cat nap at my desk because I was frightened to drive home. I was that sleepy. There's been occasions I've been in the process of driving home and I've pulled over because that's the effect that it has on me.
Right.
And it's not good. You need to go, if the doctor is telling you that you need medication, you need to get on it because that's going to affect different organs. Your kidneys is a major one. Your kidneys, that is checked every 3 months with me, my kidneys.
Right.
So, I mean, I strongly, if the doctor is saying that you are needing medication, unless you are going to make some drastic changes
right.
to your diet,
right.
then you need help. Your body is not processing the sugar intake as it needs to. And, you know, one of the other things, Black Eyes, is that some people don't know that as a diabetic, it doesn't always mean sweet things that turn to sugar. Breads and pastas and rice, all that turns to sugar. You know, I couldn't stress that enough to you that unless you're, and I've been a diabetic now for probably 6 years.
Wow.
And about every 2 years, there's a drastic change in my medication.
Okay, hold your thought. Don't lose your thought. Okay.
Okay.
And I want to say hello to Black Magic One in the chat room, and Delightful T, hello, welcome, and Guest 2872, welcome, Spirited One, thank you for joining us, welcome, and Delightful T put in the chat room that untreated high blood sugar can lead to heart attack and strokes, and I don't want any of that, really, you know, but, and Black Magic Woman says here that many foods turn to sugar, so. Long after been a diabetic. Delightful T says she's been diabetic for over 40 years, so she's been managing very well. You know, that's a wonderful thought. But I'm sorry, would you go ahead, please, and finish what your thought was?
Well, no, what my point is right now is just that if your doctor is telling you that you are needing medication, it's time to make a change.
Right.
And the change is that I mean, either you, it has to be a drastic change if you're going to do it with diet. But if your doctor is saying that you need medication, then, I mean, you need to do something because it's really, this is nothing to play with. You know,
wow.
Nothing. You know,
yeah.
I have, over the years in talking to you and maybe hear you tired, you know, I've often wondered if, you know, if you were having any issues with your sugar levels, you know,
wow.
Just because that is one of the symptoms for me. You know,
right.
Another symptom that I've often wondered about with you is, which is really good, I mean, never stop this, but you have a huge water intake. And I know for me as a diabetic,
mm-hmm.
nothing else will quench my thirst other than water. I
okay.
a gallon of my favorite juice, it for me. I don't know about others,
mm-hmm.
but for me, the only thing that, and it never is quenched, never ever.
Right.
When my sugar levels are high. And just the amount of times that you go to the bathroom, I mean, there are so many symptoms out there that, that you know, I think that if people knew, then at least they would be alerted to there's a possibility
right.
that I'm a diabetic. But see, my mom was a diabetic, and
mm-hmm.
her mother was a diabetic.
Right.
Some of the my dad's people were diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for me to get it this late in life, I guess I feel rather fortunate with it.
Right.
And that, you know, it's not been so bad that I've had to go on insulin at this point.
Right.
But, yeah, I truly urge you to.
Oh, yeah, and I appreciate that. Don't think that I'm disregarding what you're saying. You know, it's just, you know, hard head, right? And I'm sure that you know, in the chat room, yeah, Black Magic Woman and Delightful Tea also validated what you were saying about the thirst aspects of it
okay.
as far as water is concerned.
Okay.
Black Magic Woman said, "And your breath is a telltale." I don't know how that could be.
You know what?
Tea is also. Let me check. I hope nobody's. Let me get a number again. If you want to give us a call, 347-945-7040. And I hadn't heard about the breath aspect of it. And Fauci is Delightful Tea says Fauci is all diabetics are overweight. So that's you know, that may dispel some myths that people may have that you know, all diabetics are really heavy people. So there
not
are
true.
Some. I'm sorry.
I said not true. She's right.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But, you know, something else for you to think about, especially in your line of business,
mm-hmm.
with not getting treated, which means that's going to hopefully level out your sugar levels where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Another huge thing to consider is that if you're injured, if you have any type of cut on you, you heal slower.
Ah, okay.
And that's
mm-hmm.
why many times diabetics lose limbs if they're not taken care of. You know, an infection that just, I mean, they lose limbs, fingers, toes.
Wow.
You know, that, yes, it's no joke. You know, it is no joke. There's many reasons why you need to get treatment, you know, just because it's going to be all around more better for you. You know, this is what is best for you to continue to at least live the lifestyle that you are living now. You know, you
right.
do not want to be out on your job and get an injury and it not heal properly, and you go to the doctor and they tell you that, you know, you're a diabetic and you're not healing properly.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Hold on just a second. Let me butt in right quick. Delightful Tea, Black Magic Woman says that that your breath is fruity when you have diabetes. And that's a sign that I think that you know, may be evident in some diabetics. And the Life of Tea also says that diabetes affects the eyes, and an annual checkup is needed for your eyes. And I don't go annually. I go when I can't see good. So I need to change some of my habits. But I really appreciate you bringing this up because, you know, I am beginning to feel a little bit tired, you know, and I don't know if I've mentioned that to you before, but, you know, and so there's some indications that. I'm sorry, too.
I said I've spoken to you and heard how tired
right.
you were,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, and that's why I mentioned that to you, that,
mm-hmm.
and remind you, that's my biggest symptom. It's
mm-hmm.
the fatigue. That's what gets me. And, you know, in all the years that I've been diabetic, I've only had a low sugar count once. And that was 100 times more frightening to me than driving home tired. I will not forget it. And if I can say hello to the people in the room, too. But it was the year that I had started my genealogy. And
okay.
I was at the Genealogy Society, and I was in one of their back rooms looking at microfilm. And it was during the summer, and I had got up that day and went and done my tutoring. And then I went straight to the Genealogy Society and not eaten all day. And I was there and closed the people out until 5 o'clock. So all day, no food. Diabetics need to eat. You have to eat. It's a must. And I
I
started shaking and trembling, and I knew immediately what was going on. So I went and got a can of pop soda
mm-hmm.
and sat down and drank that. And after a couple of minutes, I started to feel a little bit better.
Wow,
so I went
okay.
to that desk, and I told those people, I'm diabetic. I'm going to bring some candy. I am begging that you check on me in that back room,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they're not looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just check on me. If you see me on the floor, give me candy and then call 911. I need to be treated immediately. You know,
wow.
so the
mm-hmm.
next day I went there, I took them a bag of candy, you know,
mm-hmm.
to put in my mouth to hope. Hopefully help, but I mean nothing else. Helped. That was
well,
my
you know, and the thing about you is, pardon me for interrupting, is that not only did you probably take the candy for yourself, but if they ran into a situation with anyone else who might have been in that situation, and while I have the phone for a sec or the mic, the Life of Tea says that diabetes causes an overgrowth of blood vessels on the eye, and they burst and bleed and cause floaters, which have to be repaired by laser surgery. And Black Magic Woman says that's not good for anyone. So fundamentally, you're saying that soda is the quickest way to raise the blood sugar, is what the Life of Tea says. And Black Magic Woman says if she gets shaky, and she'll eat chocolate. Yeah, and so these are just some information that if you've formally been diagnosed with diabetes, then you have to be, from what I'm gathering, just listening to and seeing what's being said in the chat room and listening to you, you really have to be very vigilant, you know, and I do understand that, although I'm, you know, really kind of casual. And you know, one of the things that I do is I don't drink drinks with sugar in it. The drinks I drink, if I even use tea that doesn't have that's not sweetened with sugar, and I drink diet drinks and sugarless drinks, and you know, and I've always thought, you know, in the back of my mind, because I have a a person that I know very well that has that situation, and I've always wanted to have a diet that was primarily a diabetic diet, whether or not I had diabetes or not, because I think that's just a good way of eating, really. Because it gets rid of sugars. You don't eat any like potatoes and rice. You don't eat anything white, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. As a matter of fact, my one of my brothers who is on medication, but for the most part for years has controlled his sugar through his diet. He does a pretty good job. And he said that his doctor just tells him stay away from whitey. And, you know, that's bread and pastas and rice.
Right.
You know, corn. You know, there's it's, you know, once you become a diabetic, you start educating yourself with some of the things. You know, but I'll tell you something really funny, Black Ice. When the doctor put me on this additional medication, the samples.
Right.
For a couple of months until he knew whether or not this was going to work for me. And when I went ahead and got the prescription, on the prescription was a special note, which thoroughly depressed me. This note, this prescription bottle came with a note that said, do not drink grapefruit juice unless you have your doctor's approval. That is my favorite drink, and I don't drink it often, but that note just truly messed me. My favorite drink.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh.
And do you drink unsweetened?
Yes.
And even unsweetened grapefruit juice has, what does it have? Probably fructose?
I'm not quite sure exactly, other than the citrus, you know, that is, you know, boosting your sugar. And that's why I wouldn't drink it often. You know, it would last me a long time.
Right.
But, I mean, for the pharmacist to put a note on there saying, check with your doctor.
Wow.
Oh, man. That was just not, that was downright depressing.
Right, I can imagine.
Well, that was downright depressing.
You get me really. Go ahead. I was going to say you get me really fearful here when you're talking about this because, like I say, you would be surprised to see how many books and magazines I get magazines on diabetes in the mail, and this was before I'd even been diagnosed with high sugar level.
Yes.
And it wasn't an alarmingly high, but the doctor did recommend that I begin to take some supplement, some medication to, you know, get it back in line. And I just really am so, but I, you know, you make it, you're frightening me enough to where that I think I might rethink that process of mine.
Yes, please do. Mm. Yeah, please do. It's no joke. And I mean, even the slightest change in your diet will make a difference, you know, vegetables. I think in talking to you, it seems like you are a huge vegetable person. So that will help tremendously too, that you like vegetables.
Green vegetables too.
Green vegetables. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Can I switch the subject a little bit?
Please.
How did the people in the room feel about that?
Can you see the room?
Yeah, I'm kind of flipping back and forth. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. You see where the Life of Tea suggests that liquids raise the sugar levels quicker, and grapefruit juice affects blood pressure medications?
Yep.
I had no idea about that. And she suggests normal levels, and I'm sure this is sugar count. However, sometimes are 70 to 140. However, sometimes normal depends on your body.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
She said she got some collards in the freezer. I'm heading that way, Delightful T. I'm heading that away.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know.
Okay, well,
so.
There was something else that I wanted to talk about a little bit that had a huge impact on my life. And that was about 14 years ago. 14 years ago, I heard about a government grant. And
right.
The grant was called, or is called, a forgivable loan. Okay?
And you always hear about stuff like that.
Okay, well, I'm here in Des Moines, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And here the way that works is this program is set up in regions. There's five different regions here. And every year they would move to one of these regions. And I don't know the amount of people that they would help, the number
right.
of people.
Mm-hmm.
But each person that won this grant was entitled to $25,000 worth of home repairs, regardless of what you wanted. Some of the examples that were given were, like the house that I live in is probably over 100 years old by now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and it doesn't have a basement. It has a crawl space underneath it.
Right,
so
right.
The people that took this loan or got this forgivable loan, meaning they didn't have to pay it back, would have a basement put in their house, which is crucial here.
Right.
You know, we are a state that experiences large tornadoes here.
Right, right.
In this community. So to not have a place to go to for shelter is, well, speaking from experience, quite frightening. I mean, there's been occasions for me where tornadoes have been in my block, not just my area, not just my side of town, but destroying things in my neighborhood where I've been under the mattress.
Wow.
On the floor.
Okay.
Laying on the floor with the mattress over me. So a basement is a crucial thing. But
right.
anyway, back to this this forgivable loan. I found out about this loan 14 years ago. And I applied for this loan. And the way that one of the ways that you meet the guidelines is your income,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be a homeowner. And so when I applied, my income was too much when I first applied for this loan.
Oh, okay.
Several months later, I lost my job. Cut.
Wow.
I lost my job, and they only checked for 3 months, the
mm-hmm.
last 3 months, is all the further they go back. And so when I lost my job, I went back a month later after not having income. And,
right.
of course, I met the guidelines at that point. But they came, they worked on my house. I didn't have a basement put in. My house was really in bad, bad shape. Like I said, it was 100 years old, and I'm guessing, I have the deed, I've never really gone through it, but I'm guessing that the last things that were done to this house was the original frame of this house was the two bedrooms, bathroom, the dining room, and the front room.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kitchen and the laundry room and the front porch were additional pieces that were put on. And I'm thinking that that was probably the last major anything that was done to this house.
Right,
so
right.
So it's very, very, very bad shape. I mean, very bad shape. Again, I've never really looked at the deed. The roof was in bad shape. I had leaks all over the house. You know, so when it rained, it was depressing. And, you know, there was a flood inside from tears and outside, you know, from,
wow.
you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To put a roof on? Oh, my God, no joke. But I wanted to mention that, but I wanted to mention something else that happened to me during that whole process that, again, I wasn't aware of.
Mm-hmm.
While they were working on my house, my water, I had a problem with my water. My water was not flowing through the sewers at all.
Right.
It was backing up into the toilet and into the bathtub. And
major,
so
major problem.
Major problem. And so mm-hmm. I called a plumber. The plumber came out, and he asked if I had just bought the house because the problem that he seen was a problem that he sees when people are trying to dump their house that was that bad. My sewage line had collapsed.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it had collapsed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, now, first of all,
that's very expensive.
I had just started working again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how I was entitled to get this grant because of income.
Mm-hmm.
So I for sure had no money and definitely nothing saved up because I lived off of that for a full month, all
right?
Right. So that I can get this grant.
Mm-hmm.
The state person that was overseeing this grant work came out, looked at the contract that I had signed to get this grant, and found a loophole. Truly a blessing. Truly
right.
a blessing. Because
mm-hmm.
the problems that they were having, they couldn't, with three of the rooms, they could do no more work. My bathroom sits between the two bedrooms.
Right,
and if
right.
I'm having sewage back up that's flooding, it's going to affect three different rooms, those two bedrooms and the bathroom. And so they stopped working on my house.
Wow.
So there's another grant that was out
right.
there for emergency house repairs that is also a forgivable loan.
Then you called it what, emergency house repairs?
It was, now, I don't remember exactly what that grant was called.
Right, right.
I don't remember the title of that particular grant.
Mm.
But the loophole that he found, he was calling it emergency house repairs. Because
right.
I already had a grant from the city. You know, so he was trying to find a way that they could assist and get this work done. You know, so that, I mean, that was two different grants that no one else that I knew about those grants. And I know tons of people who have had major house problems and
right.
not know where to turn because they didn't have the money. But these funds are out there. You know,
yeah, you were telling me, about, you know, and I was like, you know, I had never really thought about it, and so I have been, you know, kind of mulling it over, and I really want to do some research. I would like for you to come back again, and you know, maybe we can do some a little bit more thorough investigation, and even look into some state, you know, see if there what the options are in different states. Maybe take a couple three states, and you know, look at Texas and Iowa. Where are you from? What's that place up there? But anyway, you know,
yeah.
you know, take and look at a couple, three or four. I'm sorry.
I'm in the room. I can see the rooms. And Black Magic Woman is saying that you find those grants in the community development office.
That office. Oh, okay.
Right.
Community
yep.
development office.
Yep.
Now, I've never even heard of that before.
And see, that's my whole point is that. Often, you know, at least for Black Eyes, I found out about this because of the location where my mom had worked.
Mm-hmm.
She worked
right.
for a senior citizens retirement recreational facility.
Right.
Her facility was in a government-ran building.
Right.
And she made coffee every day, and she provided hot rolls for the people every day. And so these government people would come over
right.
and talk to her. So that's how I found out about it. You know, there's so much help out there, but we don't know about it. You know, we just don't know.
Right.
Even when the guy was were working on my house, I had no clue that I could get further assistance from these people.
Right.
You know, and with my plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with my plumbing, which was major. You know, and that was going to be $8,000 or $9,000. But the way they did it, they didn't haul away the old piping that had collapsed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They laid down beside it, and it only cost like $5,000. So, you know, that was a huge saving for the city.
Well, you said $8,000 versus $5,000. That's $3,000.
Yes, exactly.
But at the same point, it got your facility functioning properly.
Yes. And you know what, Black Eyes, one of the other things with these grants is that when they work on your house, one of the things that they have to do is mandatory. Before, let's say, for example, I had chosen to have a basement put in versus the other work done on my house, such as, you know, the windows they put in, the carpet, and the other stuff. The first thing that they have to do is bring your house to code. That is mandatory upon these repairs. Your electrical has to be brought to code. Your plumbing has to be brought to code. You know, so these are the things that have to happen first.
Right.
You know, so, and another thing that was mandatory, it's not mandatory, but you have to stay in your home for, I want to say, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember that for sure, 7 or 10 years. And if you don't, then you have to pay back that money. That's when you have to pay.
Right.
Yeah.
And for, you know, may I interrupt you a second?
Yes.
Okay. Here's you know, I have to say, I've never met Panadia personally, but we have talked for, what, the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years?
Yep.
And we there's a site that we frequent, which will remain unnamed.
Okay.
But where we do chat, we're Delightful Tea, Black Magic Woman, Panadia, and some other friends, Brother T.L. Harris and some other friends, and we all, sometimes we meet up there and we communicate with each other and about different issues. But anyway, Panadia and I had a room at one time, the chat room, and this is where literally this program spun from in a way was it was called Solutions, the Next Phase. And this lady, little lady that's on the phone here with me, she had designed a web page for us that was a phenomenal web page. And, she's a busy lady. She works and all that kind of stuff. And as a matter of fact, works two jobs. But, I want to impose on you to help me do a blog because I don't know how to do one. But anyway, you know, because to me, there are these different sources of information that are available, and they may not be relevant to each and every individual.
Right.
But if they're, as you always say, if they're relevant to one person.
One.
Yeah. It's a benefit. And I wish that there was a way that you would consider some, you know, in some of your spare time, that we could get together and try to, you know, put all these different things, for instance, about the medication and some of the sites, as well as the information about the loans for home improvement for, you know, individuals who's, you know, because it is it has to do with income, if I'm correct. You have to fit a certain slot in order to be able to receive the benefit of some of these different grants and so forth. And,
right.
You know, if those things could be made, you know, more accessible, because there are a lot of people who don't, for whatever reason, like myself, don't have the ability or you know, the direction, or maybe, you know, that their thought processes haven't been stimulated to that point that they can do that they have done, or you know, where the resources would be more convenient for them, where they could look at a place, find those resources, and do some investigation. Because the resources, there are two things to me that occur. One is there is a need to have a certain amenity provided, a certain necessity, for instance, because what you had was really catastrophic. I mean, where that you were getting ready to cause some severe problems to your home. You know, not only was it an inconvenience where that you didn't have the facilities available to you, your drainage was inhibited and impeded. It was beginning then to going to have an effect on your structure, to where that it was going to cause some, you know what I'm saying? And whereas you had the opportunity to address that, that wasn't to me like adding on a room or doing some additional work. It was taking care of a problem that was actually occurring that was causing you some difficulty. And so you see what I'm saying? And so to me, there are some people I would – and so the one is the need and the other is the resource. So you know, there are people who have the need but aren't necessarily aware of the resource, and therefore their, quote-unquote, quality of life suffers, you know, because of lack of knowledge or information or direction. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take – you know what I'm saying? It doesn't take professionals in a lot of instances, you know, that their field of expertise is – it takes individuals who've had the experience that you've had, who have, for whatever reason, been exposed to the information that you are more than willing, which I am so appreciative for you to do, to pass it on, to provide some service and some opportunity and availability for some other people who also find themselves, you know, with exposed to, you know, the you know, uneventual and uncontrollable circumstances. You know?
Right.
So I really appreciate that, and I'll give you right back the mic. oh yeah, right. The life of T says, I know her name from the other unmentionable site. There's a reason that I don't mention that site, and I'll tell you someday. Black Magic Woman says that they will help you winterize your house, and winter is coming up.
Yes.
And there may be those individuals who may be, you know, some winterization to me, it has more than one value to it. On the one hand, it makes a home more comfortable. But on the other hand, if you are, you know, either in a fixed with a fixed income situation, or, you know, marginal income or whatever, that winterization, it decreases that bill. So
mm-hmm.
it puts money in your pocket, you know, and it you know, so for instance, if the not having winterization is costing you an extra $15 to $20 a month, or $40-$30, because the heater stays on a little longer, or the air conditioner stays on a little longer, it's going to drive your bill up. Well, then when you're able to access these resources that you're talking about, it can defray some of those expenses and put that money back in your pocketbook or your wallet.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the reason, one of the reasons that I feel that what you're talking about, and I, you know, like I say, I really appreciate you for what you do. You know, I that's, I guess, one of the things that I most admire about the individuals that I see. You know, for instance, Black Magic Woman, Delightful T, or Panadia, or Upfront and Blunt, or Rabia, or, you know, some of the individuals that I've been involved with in the different venues that I've been in, is that the conversations go beyond trivial sometimes, and they get into also entertaining, but as well as providing information and opportunity for individuals who either have a desire or have that need. And so I just, again, let me just say that I really, keeps your heating bill down is what Black Magic Woman says. And absolutely, she lives up in New York, and you live in a, what's the name? I tease Sonati about where she lives in Iowa. But those are cold areas and for a long period of time. And when I say cold areas, like in Texas, we maybe see zero, right? Delightful T doesn't even see zero. She's down around the Gulf Coast, and so I imagine she gets down around 20s, teens sometimes. She says Houston has programs that come out free also, so Delightful T does. So, you know, there are those things available, and if we just, you know, take a look at them, and Vicky, I'm so sorry. Mr. Nadia, I will give you back this mic at this point.
No, not a problem whatsoever. Not a problem whatsoever. If I may share another story of something
Please.
That was enlightening. It, unfortunately, this didn't help me at all.
Right.
But my son, when he started driving, one
right.
of the things that I stressed to him was, David, you got to keep your insurance papers either over your sun visor or in your wallet. He chose his wallet, and he washed his wallet with his insurance paper in it. He was pulled over by the police for not having a seatbelt on. They didn't give him a ticket for that, which was a good thing. But they give him a ticket for not having proof of insurance because he pulled this paper out, and where all the vital information was to be read, it was folded and, again, washed, okay?
Right.
So the officer said that, you know, you go to court, and if you show proof you had insurance on the date that you got this ticket, then, of course, you won't have to pay. So we get to court, and, you know, my son is, you know, in court for the first time. Well, me too, for that matter. And I stand up there with him. And the judge asks him, let me back up, because that's not even the most important thing that I want everyone to get out of this. The lesson that we learned that day was the first person who stood before that judge had gotten their ticket, and they came in to court, which they are entitled to do, before their court date. They showed up before their court date, and they were entitled to do that. Their papers had not been processed and were not in the courthouse. The judge threw that case out. Totally threw the case out. The boy had no fine, no nothing, because he showed up early. So the lesson there is go early. That was a huge, huge lesson to us. I mean, because we waited for the court date, which meant that, you know, after seeing, you know, with the date that the ticket had on it, you know, we both had to miss work. He had to miss work. I had to miss work. He had to miss some school.
Right.
And we went to court. And so, you know, like I said, you know, that was a huge lesson to go in early. And I'm not sure how early this young man had showed up, but the point was is that, you know, he had no fines or he had no court fees, no nothing. He paid absolutely nothing. Where my son, of course, you know, I got copies of the insurance papers to prove that he actually had insurance the time that he was pulled over, you know, so he didn't have to pay for not having insurance, but he did have to pay his court fees. Yeah, sure did. But
that's what I do. I'm always what you would call I forget the where this actually came from. It's something that I read or something. Avoidance. That's me. I don't want to go, and I'll wait until the same thing with the medication thing. I don't want to do it, so I'll wait until I'll avoid it until the very last possible moment, and then I'll get frantic. And so that's what you're saying is that the more punctual, well, actually it's more than punctual. It's way before you could ever have expected to have that information brought forth to you in the courtroom. You want to be proactive about it and get there early. Is that what you're saying?
Get there early. That's the, from watching that.
Right.
That's what happened with that young man. He showed up early and the judge threw it out. He didn't want to hear it. You know, he said, I'm dismissing this case.
Wow.
You know, there's no paperwork here.
Right.
That boy met his obligations. He showed up in court because you sign up to go into court before you get there so that they'll call you. And his case was thrown out.
Wow. Yeah, see, and you know, the whole idea, well, as a matter of fact, then that wouldn't have, would then the case of your son not having had his license with him, did that have any impact on the...
His insurance.
His insurance. Did that have any impact on his did that cause your insurance to go up any higher?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Oh, okay. So the only expense that he incurred was the expense for court costs.
That's all that it was. And, you know, actually with that, they said that, I forget what day we were there, but the judge said it needed to be paid by that Friday. And
right.
I interrupted and asked the judge, can you wait? Because one of the things was my son, when he got his car, which I give to him, I told him I wasn't paying for anything. If he was willing to take on a part-time job and keep his grades up, then he could have the car. And I'm not paying any expenses for it. hey, I'm single mom. I was a single mom, and I couldn't afford it.
Right.
You know, and he got a car out of me. You know, and you know what? The truth of the matter is, 99% of the car, when his car broke down, I still wound up paying.
Oh, wow. How could you not? You know, I mean.
Wound up paying. You know, so I'm maintenancing two cars. But I tried to get the judge to wait until he got paid to pay his court fee, and the judge, like, nope, borrow the money. I'm like, well, there goes my money.
Yeah, I don't expect to get it back, so it's more or less like.
You're a parent. You know what that's like.
Oh, yeah. It's actually a donation.
We had all those little loans that were supposed to be paid back.
You know, I'm sure you are as well. I'm just grateful because if there were things, you know, as you know, you and I, we've reminisced over the past about a situation that we find ourselves in where that, you know, like my daughter and I were having a conversation earlier today, and we were talking about the footprints in the sand. You know, when you look down and you only see one set of, it's two of you, but you only see one set of footprints.
Yeah,
and,
that's what
it is. You know, and I have to say, you know, I lost my mom on the, 3rd of January 2009. And fortunately, I found her myself. And, that was, it's only, I don't have any brothers or sisters and never have had. It was a strange experience for me. But, since that period of time, I had always taken her for granted. Well, and when I say she was 80, and when I say taking her for granted, I would always say, "Well, I'll see you such and such a time," because I lived, away from her, about 2 hours away, and I would say, "Well, Mom, I'll see you, in a couple of weeks," and I'd always anticipated that I would see her that next time. And
yes.
As I had that experience, as I sat there waiting, for the emergency vehicles to arrive, a million things, well, not a million, but several things go through your mind. And one of the things, really, I was doing okay until, there was a situation that we had to go through. I can't think of what you call it. It's something the estate. What do you call that? Where you got to do the settlement and you got to listen to us. I can't think of probate the estate or whatever it is.
Okay.
And that is when it really got me as to thinking how much that she had helped me, because prior to that I thought, man, I'm a big bad dude. I've been, but there were many times when, there was no brother or sister to call. I had to call Mom and say, "Hey, Mom, I got myself in a bind." So I said that to say this, that, you do those things, and I was grateful. I'm thankful that I've been able to do some of the things for my kids. Although I haven't been the dad that I would like to have been, I'm grateful that I've done some things for them that were done in the same spirit as the things were, done for me.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that, because, you know, I can get mad at them and, I just didn't. But the point of it is that she was one of those kind that never, she did for a while, but as she got older, she was more mellow. She never brought it up to me, So, it makes you, whenever you have that opportunity, like you say, with yours, with your son and all,
mm-hmm.
and you do those things, but it's not like that. And you expect, and more or less it's for the responsibility. You want your child to feel responsible, and if they don't feel responsible to you, then will they not feel responsible to someone else, And so
right. You
want to try to ingrain in them, listen, it's essential, because I may not be here. You might find me one day stretched out. So, you got to do what you got to do, and take care of your situations. And so... But anyway, I hear what you're saying about that, when you incur those expenses with your children for whatever the different reasons are, And let me say this. We've had a chance to visit with you about the diabetic situation, which is an illness, and you were talking about the reasonable prices for medications and some generic supplementation. And that's information that I really appreciate, and I hope you we get a chance to discuss this a little bit more thoroughly again. And, people, I hope that everyone understands that we're not professionals here, and that's why I offered a disclaimer initially, that there may be some information that you hear that you disagree with, and we strongly suggest that you approach your professionals in whatever area, whether it be finance, whether it be the medical field, or whatever the different areas are that you may have some concerns about. Please understand that all we try to do here is to provide you with maybe some stimulation, hopefully just some information and maybe a little bit of entertainment, so that you can take advantage of the opportunities that are, available that we know of. And that's a casual, because we are not experts in the fields. but there have been some experiences, and that's what I really appreciate doing, and because, you know, there is a lot of information out there. That's one thing I will say about corporate media, which I literally almost have a real aversion to, is because they are so far above us that they don't talk to us, the ordinary individuals. And plus, this is an interactive opportunity where you can provide us any information that you may have or any direction or anything that you might find as relevant. And the number to call us, if you choose to, is 347-945-7040. And or you can come into the chat room. And all you have to do is come to Blog Talk Radio, and I want to thank them for allowing us the opportunity to visit with you. And we do this with this is on Thursdays, and I hope that Panati will come back. And also, I invite Delightful T. I will not say what she does unless she chose to allow me to do so. But she's an independent business individual. And Black Magic Woman, a retired professional also, and I just, you know, we use, I like to allow each person the anonymity that they feel comfortable with. And if they chose to identify themselves, then that's on them. But you know, when I have an opportunity to invite you on, unless, you know, that's your professional designation or your professional name or whatever, then we use whatever you choose to referred to as, because of your anonymity, and we understand that there are, you know, some extenuating circumstances where the people don't necessarily, for no nefarious reasons, need or want to have their total identities divulged for the general public. And so we recognize and appreciate and respect that, and we try to make sure that we protect your identity, but we appreciate your information. So anyway, Ms. Panadia, oh, she said, Delightful T allowed me to do it. And this is TNT Travel Resources, and she is a professional at the travel business. And I'm so grateful to and humbled to have met her, as well as not met her personally. I've only visited with her online. And she says, Ice, my company is all over the Internet. So please, if you have an opportunity and you have a need for some I'm trying to think of reservations. That's not what I mean. But if you want to schedule some trips or give Ms. Delightful T at TNT Travel Resources an opportunity to service you. I'm sorry.
That down now.
What did you say?
I'm writing that down now.
Oh, okay, yeah. And but that's TNT Travel Resources, and she's all over the Internet, and Delightful T, a wonderful lady who's been in business for quite some time, and she has provided any number of her customers some wonderful opportunities where that they can receive the benefits of having reservations made, and I'm not sure as to all the other services, but I know she does that, and I'm sure that she says she'll send you all over the world, and I trust her. I know she can, and she will. And you know, there's been some situations I've understood, and she's made me aware of where that people might have an emergency situation, and they'll give her a call. I'm sorry.
I said me.
Yeah, they'll give her a call, and, you know, maybe a family illness or something more drastic, and she will take care of the reservations and you know, and when I say reservations, I mean set up the travel as well as a place to stay. and she does that. She's excellent. But TNT travel resources. She says cruises, vacation packages, et cetera, and
okay.
I'm sorry.
I said okay.
Ah, okay. See, so anyway, I've interrupted you for long enough, and
but that
you
was
know,
some good information you just shared there.
Well, you know, and I won't divulge Black Magic Woman's profession, but she's very intelligent, astute, and accomplished individual as well. So it's I'm always humbled and very appreciative to have met some of the most wonderful people that I've ever met in my life through different venues on the internet. And you know, I've also mentioned, you know, the friends that I've met on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll just give you those names right quick, if you don't mind, Vicky, and I'll stop here in just a second. India, INDIADECLAIR, India Declare, the India Declare Show daily, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Saturday. Navazor, 1, NAVAXOR, 1, and she's on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Miss Quiet Storm, and I didn't get her. Her program is Shooting the Breeze with Miss Quiet Storm, and that's spelled MS. That's capital M, small s, capital QUIET, capital STORM. And you can find her at www.facebook.com/MissQuietStorm65. And she has a very entertaining and a wonderful show. Sister India is more. What I've enjoyed about her is she's very in-depth as far as news and providing sites that you can gather information from and help you formulate opinions rather than going off emotions. You can go off information, make information-based opinions. And also Brother Alfo, www.blogtalkradio.com/Alfo, A-L-F-O-A-L-F-O. And he's very informative as well and very thought-provocative. And Jay Early, I've only met him just recently, J-A-Y-J-E-A-R-L-E-Y. He has two radio shows, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. One is www.blogtalkradio.com/millionairesinaction, M-I-L-L-I-O-N-A-I-R-E-S-I-N-A-C-T-I-O-N. And that's Wednesdays, it's Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also www.wdkkradio.com, programming, /millionaires-in-action/. But anyway, those are some of the hosts that I know. Also, Miss Janice Brown, but I don't have her information with me. I think you can go to Blog Talk Radio and type Janice Brown in the search engine, and it'll pull up, I think, if I'm not mistaken, OCG is her program, and I hope I'm not doing that incorrectly. But anyway, those are some of the people that I've had an opportunity to meet and really appreciate, thoroughly enjoy. And with that said, I'm sorry, Ms. Panadia, may I turn the mic back over to you?
No, not a problem at all. Yes, you may. How much time do we have left?
We got about 12 minutes. It's 18 minutes past 8. 18 past 8. Central Standard Time.
So about 12 more minutes. Well,
right.
How much?
About 12 minutes. Did
about
you want to discuss anything in the news today?
I would just like to just throw out there for anyone. I don't know what the age ranges are here, but I don't have any little ones at home anymore.
Me either. Well, my grand.
But maybe grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. That's next.
Yes. Just to stay involved in their education.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just stay involved. And it really does not take a lot of time. If every day anyone that has a little person in their life if you spend an hour with them, take a fourth of that hour and do something educational. Something,
good point.
Anything. You know, just a fourth of that hour with them. Whether you want to do it in your home, you know, read or jump on a website that has, there's tons of educational games that are online, and they're age appropriate, grade appropriate for every area of education, reading,
right,
writing, spelling, you name it, it's on there. There's material that is out there that is free to access for little people. If you have a child or a grandchild that might be struggling with subtraction, okay, universally, that is one of the areas with math that most people struggle with is subtraction. There are free websites out there with games, you know, with paperwork that you can print out for free. You don't have to be a member. Now, there's a ton of sites where you have to be a member, but an equal amount of free stuff that is out there. If your child is struggling with reading, you know, let them read to you. If you're making dinner, if you are doing housework, make that part of their job while you work. You know, come and read me in store. You know, just that simple. I mean, if time is a problem, there's ways to fit in your child's education that is going to help them in the long run. You know, come up with some little project. Well, you know, what do they like to read about or anything? If they want to be a cheerleader, make them find stories about cheerleaders. If they want to be a cook, make them read stories about cooking.
I would
you
say.
You know, there's, there's anything that is going to help you get involved in education for the little people that are in your life. You know, I could never, ever, ever begin to stress enough how important it is for your child that you are involved in their school life, not just in the home, but in their school life. Get to know their teacher. I mean, truly get to know their teacher. You know, are you a parent? Teachers teach differently that are not parents. Teachers differently that have infants. Teachers teach differently that have children that are in school, that are in middle school, that are in high school. If I may share just one quick story.
Sure.
My son, I continue to get a phone call about my son skipping school. And I told him on the third call, David, you know I'm going to go to the school. He was a senior. And I can tell you, most senior parents are not that involved in their child's life.
Right.
Their school life, not, I'm not saying their academics, but in going to school. Anyway, I continued to get these calls, and I made this, I put that threat out there and didn't follow through for probably 2 weeks or so. I go to school, and my son is telling me all along, I'm not missing school. I am not missing school. I go to school, and the day that I go, the school is having a meeting. The children are out early, and so the teachers are in meeting. I ask to speak to the person that's over the attendance, and the person that I happen to ask was that actual person that took care of the attendance. I asked them to bring up my child's records because I continue to get these calls every night. And it was probably by this time, I don't know, maybe 20 times. And so anyway, I get there and I ask this person, I need you to tell me how much school my kid has missed. And they say something like 40 sometimes. So So, of course, I whip around and look at my kid, and I'm like, and you're telling me that you're not missing, he said, I'm not. I have to speak to the principal. The principal doesn't come, and they say, you can have an appointment. I said, I can't leave until I talk to somebody.
Uh-huh.
So the vice principal. The vice principal pulls us into his office, my son and I, and has this printout of all these days that were missed. It was more than what the woman had said. It was way more than what she had said. So I'm really upset at this point because my kid is being consistent with maintaining this lie. So I asked, what classes is he missing? Because when you get the call, it says your child has missed one or more classes today. It doesn't say they've missed the whole day or they missed the first class. It doesn't get that specific with you. And
right.
So he calls or he looks and he says that he's missing the class that was after his PE class and PE and the class after it. And the class after it was history. Okay? And so anyway, I'm like, he can't miss history. I'm like, David, you can't miss history. You're struggling with that. And so I said, I want to talk to the teacher. The vice principal calls the history teacher, and she says, David has never missed a class.
Wow.
Never, ever missed one class. She said, he's late sometimes. She said, but he's told me he's coming from gym and he has to get dressed. She said he's marked tardy. The gym teacher was having him marked absent because he allowed students to take attendance. And the students that were taking attendance didn't know David. So they marked him absent every day. Because they didn't know him. And so, again, I'm still upset. Because I'm thinking, how many parents are not going to come here and check this?
Right.
How many parents, I said, I want that off of his record, because that shows up that my kid has missed, I don't remember what the number is, but like 60 or 70 days, and he's really not missed school. Get involved in your child's education.
Right, right.
This was on computer systems. This was printed out. The principal was having, of course, all of his staffs back, the attendance person,
right.
The people were marking this.
Right.
And had I not gone in and said, I want to talk to the teacher, because I was concerned then at what his grade was going to be if he's missing all this school.
Right.
None of us would have known that this child had never missed a class. Not one. Not one class. I urge people,
right,
get involved in what's going on with your child. Get involved.
You know, let me say this, that I wanted to mention this, that, and I really appreciate what you're saying, that you are professionally involved in the education field. And not only do you do it as hired by the system there in Iowa, you also have your own business. Am I right?
Tutoring, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I've done it for 8 years, tutoring privately for
right.
8 years. And this is the first year that I don't have, well, that's not true. This is the first year with the amount of time that I allot for tutoring that I don't have enough space to take people that want to use me. And that is, I say that because it is a huge blessing. And I tutor
right.
not because I need traveling money or because I want to buy an extra purse. Or because there's some shoes that I have my eyes on, I tutor because it's needed to help with my income. You know,
right,
so it's
right.
I say that because it is a huge blessing to me, and it's taken me 8 years to build this reputation enough that I can't even service the people that come to me.
That's
not
beautiful.
All of them, not all of them, because all of my allotted slots are taken. Yep.
That is beautiful. Let me do this right quick. 10 seconds. Thank you for joining us right here on the next phase with Ice and Friends. Tonight's guest has been Panadia _EE, Miss Vicky. And I really appreciate the information that you brought. Thanks, guest, Black Magic Woman, Delightful Tea Guest, 2872-3710. And we hope you'll join us again next week, 7 to 8:30 p.m., right here on Block Talk Radio, Black Ice and Friends on the next phase. Thank you, Miss Panadia.
You're welcome. Good night, everybody.
Night-night.